In President Bush's campaign for re-election, he surely has his sights set on winning Ohio and its 21 electoral votes. No Republican president has been elected without carrying Ohio. But the latest polls indicate that he faces a tough fight against Senator John Kerry in this key swing state. NPR's Janet Babin talked with voters there about the candidates.
Beechwood Mall in suburban Cleveland is accented with exotic flora and lots of falling water fountains. It's upscale, but not without good seasonal bargains, so it draws a varied crowd. Ed Cutler and his friends are drinking coffee at the food court. Cutler says he is one of the swing voters the candidates are trying to reach.
I'm trying to make up my mind between the worst of the two evils. I'm not really happy with either candidate. I'm very upset about the economy. I'm very upset about health care. I'm very upset about education.
At another table, 78-year-old Shirley Thaw looks elegant in blonde curls and basic black. The perfume model says she, too, is undecided about the November election.
I figure that Bush was pretty good after 9/11, but then again, I mean, I just don't know.
Can I ask who you voted for in the last election?
Bush.
Thaw says she's unsure of her vote this year because of Ohio's weak economy. Clearly visible from the slow lunch crowd at the Chicago Deli, located in Solon, Ohio. Deli owner Albert Ina is preparing a takeout order.
We need a fruit cup, a fruit bowl. We don't have any fruit.
Even though business is down from last year, Ina says on the whole, he's pleased with President Bush's tenure, but...
I'm still watching closely for what's going on. I mean, and, for President George Bush, I think he's doing a great job as far as the... trying to protect the country, which is very important.
Ali's customer, Frederica Gilly, is dissatisfied with the campaigns. Gilly says she's still waiting to hear something of substance from both candidates.
I'd like to hear them talk about actually what they're doing in the Middle East. I'd like to hear Kerry's plan. And, of course, in Ohio, the economy is the big thing. I'll probably vote Kerry.
According to Ohio's Secretary of State, there are more than 950,000 registered Republicans in Ohio and more than 780,000 Democrats. George W. Bush carried Ohio in the last election, but by less than 4 percentage points. The Cleveland area is considered a Democratic stronghold, and the West Side Market is at the city's core. In this historic European-style market hall, shoppers scurry through aisles displaying cases of meat, poultry, pierogies, and challah bread. Duncan Gardner is picking up a $13 piece of salmon.
That's great. Could you give me 3/4 of a pound of this?
Yes.
Gardner's voting for John Kerry in November.
In our family, we don't have to, the jobs are not a big thing, and I'm close to retirement. So what's important to me is Social Security, Medicare, getting involved in a war which is destroying killing people, and which is wasting our capital at a fantastic rate.
But even in the heart of blue country, there is dissension. Pete Catry runs a business in Cleveland and will be voting...
For a president to be Bush again.
Can you tell me why?
I just think he's done a good job. I think he's done really well with the war.
John Kerry made stops in Ohio this week. President Bush plans a 2-day campaign stop in the state next week as both candidates attempt to sway voters to their side in November. For Day to Day, I'm Janet Babin.